On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning Theater critic Jaewyn Russick has been to see Top Girls at Fells Point Corner Theater. She brings us this review.
A businesswoman named Marlene celebrates her promotion by hosting a dinner party in her own honor. She invites five women, real and fictitious, from throughout history. The eclectic guest list ranges from a 13th century Japanese courtesan to Pope Joan, the 9th century woman who disguised herself as a man and may have briefly served as Pope. That's the opening scene of British playwright Carol Churchill's 1982 play, Top Girls. At Fells Point Corner Theater, director Richard Barber's brisk dinner party staging gets Churchill's fragmented play off to a lively start. His actresses establish their characters' distinct personalities and rise to the script's tough demands for overlapping dialogue. Corey Diacchino as the Japanese courtesan and Anne Mooney Wasno as a 19th-century Scottish explorer prove especially adept at this. They almost constantly talk over each other as they compete for attention. And Helen Mary Ball delivers the best performance I've seen her give as Dull Gret, the hell-raising subject of a painting by Bruegel.
I'd had enough. I was mad. I hate the bastards. I come out my front door that morning and shout till my neighbors come out, and I said, come on, we're going where the evil come from and pay the bastards out.
Even in this colorful company, however, it is Robin Zerbe's portrayal of Marlene, the dinner party hostess, that gives the scene and the entire production its spark. Marlene demurs when the others congratulate her on her comparatively pedestrian achievement, becoming managing director of an employment agency. But the actress leaves no doubt about Marlene's high opinion of herself. The rest of the play's scenes are naturalistic and take place in 1980s England. At the office, Marlene behaves more and more like a man in a man's world. She puts work first, definitely ahead of family, and her politics are the politics of the self-interested right. Margaret Thatcher is her hero.
I think the 80s are going to be stupendous.
Who for?
For me. And for the country, come to that. Get the economy back on its feet and whoosh. She's a tough lady, Maggie. I'd give her a job.
Playwright Churchill is no fan of Thatcher, and as the play progresses, Marlene becomes a thoroughly unsympathetic anti-hero. She is heartless toward the desperate wife of the co-worker she beat out for promotion. She is completely dismissive of her struggling working-class sister, played by Tessa Blish, and she's hypocritical at best in her behavior toward her purported niece. Anne Schumacher is especially affecting as this troubled teen. Director Barber adds a few touches with mixed results. Having the stage manager announce the scenes feels awkward, but covering the walls with a version of Andy Warhol's Thatcher portrait is a powerful image. And having various cast members perform 1980s British pop songs provides a nice added commentary during scene changes. By the end of Top Girls, we realize that few of the women at Marlene's initial dinner party would break bread with her if they really knew her. None of the subsequent scenes is as creative, on the page or at Fells Point Corner Theater. As to playwright Churchill's point about the behavior of women in management, thankfully, it now feels dated. Unfortunately, her point about corporate greed still rings true.
Maryland Morning Theater critic Jaewyn Russick. Top Girls is up at Fells Point Corner Theater until this Sunday, April 27th.